Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Even though New Hampshire voters cast their primary ballots tomorrow, a new poll by UNH and WMUR-TV shows that 56% of them haven't made up their minds about whom to vote for. That widespread indecision is very apparent when you randomly sample voters in New Hampshire, as we did this morning in Manchester at a breakfast and lunch spot called Julian's Corner Kitchen. While chef owner Julian Pepin manned the grill, his customers talked politics with us. Among the dozen or so people we spoke with were John and Lisa Marinos, who live in Auburn, New Hampshire. Do you consider yourself undecided?
I am undecided.
And why do you think that this close to deadline you still waver about who might get your vote?
I think I've lost confidence, just our own personal situation. I just don't feel as though the economy is going to get much better any soon. I mean, we've lost most of our retirement. I just feel as though almost hopeless. You know, we tried to even refinance our properties. We have excellent credit. We can't even refinance. So we're stuck at 6.25%.
She says they've also lost their health insurance in the past few years and gotten socked with higher property taxes. John Marino says that's left him feeling that little people, like him and his wife, who own a cleaning company and rental properties, have no representation.
I just feel very disconnected. I don't think it matters who gets in. I think it's going to be politics as usual. You know, my 9-year-old was asking me who we're going to vote. And I said, no, of course we're going to vote. I don't know if I'm even going to vote because, you know something, I don't think it matters.
Bill Sturgis is a lifelong New Hampshire resident who says he had been leaning toward Mitt Romney until last week. That's when he was watching Fox News and a host posed a question that changed his mind.
Do you feel like whoever you elect, nothing's going to change? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes on and on, like 20 different things about how Washington is always the same and we're just heading towards a cliff. And I'm going, yeah, that's just how I feel. I just want to send a message to the establishment, and I mean all of them, that I'm fed up.
From the middle-aged and older, like Sturgis, down to much younger voters, that discontent seems to span the generations. Even 21-year-old Ben Andwood is feeling it. He's a busboy at Julian's who has met several candidates when they came into the restaurant.
What is making it very hard to make up your mind who to vote for?
Well, I just don't trust politicians in general. Every politician has to come from some sort of wealth. That causes a bias to who they, you know, care about and what they hold, you know, sacred.
Carolyn Shost and Sally Corcoran were talking about their frustrations with Washington and with how to vote when we approached their table.
We were just sitting here talking about entitlements. There's so much of it, so much government
interference.
Who's going to really bring us to the forefront and save us?
They're all idiots.
Career politicians.
You sit there and they pass a bill, and you have to wait till the bill is in effect to find out how much pork barreling is in there.
Do the two of you think that you will vote tomorrow?
I'm 65, and for the first time in my life, since I was 21, I say it's a waste of time. But, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Coming through.
The waitress on duty, Sharon Healy, says she's also still on the fence about which candidate will get her vote, but she has made up her mind about one thing.
But Obama needs to go away. He does.
Why do you think he needs to go away?
Look at this. What a mess.
And you do hold him responsible for a lot of that.
No. I hold Bush and the ones before that responsible, but it's really not his fault. You're right. I don't hold him responsible for it.
At that point, from a nearby table, we heard, whoa, whoa, whoa. It was Vince Cavalli, a customer who didn't want to let Obama off quite that easily.
It's the whole mess.
Bush did it?
I don't think it's just Bush. Obama did health care? Did he?
He did health care, yeah.
It's not just the president. Look what they did last year. I mean, they crippled this country playing these politic games. We lost our ratings. We lost all of this stuff because we're going to stand here and stomp our feet. What were they going to do next? Throw themselves on the floor and take off their clothes and start screaming? You know, like a kid throwing a tantrum in Walmart? I sit here and I watch all these guys talk and I laugh. You know, you guys are so far removed from reality in life.